Welcome to episode one. Well, episode zero, really. This is more of a bonus, one-off at the moment. A pilot episode, if you will. On Exceptional Insights, myself and other incredible staff at Inspire Education Group, those that dare to be bold, brave, and exceptional, will explore the ever-evolving landscape of further education. We'll be diving into the cutting edge of innovation, from the transformative power of emerging AI and new technologies to the critical challenges shaping our sector. We'll share leading practices and spark conversations that will inspire educators, leaders, and learners alike to push boundaries and redefine what's possible. Today, we're going to delve into some key themes and ideas discussed at the Gathering Voices EFI event. Bringing together insights from English educators in further education, I'm joined by Pip, who I've worked with in the English department for many, many years now. Hey, Pip, we're doing a podcast. Are we crazy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? This is a bit crazy, but I'm excited too. Ready for the end of term?
So ready. It's been a tough year, but that's always the way in EFI, isn't it? Speaking of, and this is testing my smooth segueing skills, I shared some of my own ideas and the recording from the event that I went to on Monday with you and the team. Did you get a chance to look over them?
I did, and it's so important to share with others what these Gathering Voices FE events are all about. For anyone who doesn't know, they're grassroots initiatives, now in their sixth or seventh session, driven by the needs and voices of teachers within the FE community. And they're put on by the English Association, aren't they?
Yep, that's right. The English Association is older than most people think. It was founded in 1906, can you believe that? And it's a learning society dedicated to promoting, supporting, and celebrating English studies across all stages of education, from early years all the way to higher education. Monday's session focused on the experiences of English educators in further education, which is what we're also heavily involved in.
And there were some great speakers, weren't there? Sophie Smith-Dowell, who's a curriculum manager and literacy lead at Warrington and Vale Royal College. Trudy Kelly, a learning facilitator from Chesterfield College. Abby Mundy, an English lecturer at Cambridge Regional College. And Emily Mansfield from Fareham College, which recently merged to become part of the Southampton College Group. Go and follow them all on the socials. Do it.
I need to set up an account first. But you're right, it was a really strong lineup of voices from the sector. Anyway, let's talk about the major themes and ideas that were raised. I found them really insightful, particularly the challenges that are facing English in the FE. The increasing cohort sizes really jumped out at me. Warrington and Vale Royal College saw a 17% increase in their cohort over the last 2 years, and we've seen that here at IEG. I think we jumped by over 25% in GCSE English last year alone. And you couple this with staffing turnovers, it sounds like resources are really stretched.
Definitely. That staffing shortage and the impact on morale seemed like a significant point. It's tough when you're doing more with less. I also noticed the financial constraints, with some colleges even considering not entering students for November resets due to exam costs. That's a really big deal.
It really is. But despite those major challenges, which we know all too well, I was most struck by some of the innovative approaches. The focus on contextualization and employability, for example, Trudy Kelly from Chesterfield College really emphasizes connecting English skills to vocational areas.
Oh, I love that part, especially her idea of starting lessons with interactive group mind mapping tasks to identify course-specific English requirements and then displaying those mind maps for students to revisit. It makes the why of English so clear.
Exactly. And Abby Mundy's use of games at Cambridge Regional College to engage students, like turning the Monopoly into an English and maths activity, sounds like such a fun and effective way to teach English.
The games-based learning was really creative. What also stood out to me was the focus on wraparound care and holistic support. Emily Mansfield's Maths and English Hub at Fareham College, designed as a fun, safe drop-in room for one-to-one support, is brilliant.
Yes, the hub sounds fantastic for students with anxiety or low attendance. And the therapy dog Bella, that's a unique touch for helping with stress, especially around exams.
I know, right? And the fact that many staff are mental health first aid trained, and Emily's even addressing food insecurity by getting cereal bar donations from local supermarkets, it shows such a deep level of care for the students' overall well-being.
It really paints a picture of educators going above and beyond. One of the key takeaways for me was the recognition that there is no magic bullet for this, but rather a continuous process of little fractional improvements.
Absolutely, and the emphasis on collaboration and community, that we are each other's greatest resource, is so important. Events like Gathering Voices are clearly vital for sharing ideas.
Definitely, despite all the hurdles, there's a strong sense of positivity and a focus on the students' growth and positive experiences. It's so inspiring.
It really is. It makes you feel good about the work being done in FE, even with all the difficulties. Lots of food for thought as we head into the summer break. Good chat, Alex.
You too, Pip. Lots to think about, eh? Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with more chats about the various happenings in FE around the country and some of the exciting things that you good folks are actualising. See you again soon.